Stories from the Past. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the Lantern.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, salamun alaikum. You are listening to Lantern, and we have a new story. The title of the story is The Lion, the Ass, and the Fox are the three personalities in our today's story. A lion, an ass, and a fox were hunting in company and caught a large quantity of game. The ass was asked to divide the spoil. This he did very fairly, giving each an equal share. The fox was well satisfied, but the lion flew into a great rage over it. And with one stroke of his huge paw, he added the ass to the pile of slain. Then he turned to the fox. "You divide it," he roared angrily. The fox wasted no time to talking. He quickly piled all the game into one great heap. From this, he took a very small portion for himself, such undesirable bite as the horns and hoofs of a mountain goat and the end of an ox tail. The lion now recovered his good humor entirely. "Who taught you to divide so fairly?" he asked pleasantly. "I learned a lesson from the ass," replied the fox, carefully edging away. Learn from the misfortunes of others.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum. This is Vita at your service. You are listening to IRIB English Radio, and this is Lantern. A new story, a new perspective, a new day, a new life. Thank you for listening to us. Let's go through the beautiful story of today, which I'm really interested in because in my own personal life, I have a special mindset that I'm really rebellious about experience. I mean, using the experience of other people. There are always people before us and maybe after us who will go through an experience which may be useful for our lives. The thing I want to tell you is that you shouldn't think that way, that okay, we have to experience everything by ourselves. Sometimes you have to stop this mindset, think, learn, and believe that maybe other people's experience may be helpful too. But, you know, it's not always that easy, in my opinion. But sometimes you have to consider the cost of not going through another people's experience. For example, in the story of the tiny smart fox of today, we saw that the cost of experiencing a new thing was really high, that the fox decided to actually choose the experience of another animal. This is the same about our own life too. You know, when we are children, we learn and fail all the time. We fall off bikes, I don't know, we may get hurt and, I don't know, do something incorrectly, tell someone what we shouldn't tell them, and so on. But that's just what kids do. As adults, we tend to move into areas of core competency. You know, human being finds the right way to face future events and doesn't fall into error in similar cases in compared to the past experiences. So, it doesn't mean that you are weak if you are using other people's experience. Sometimes, because I don't know, it is about prejudice, pride, or whatever it is, we feel like we cannot use other people's experiences because we are weak. No, it's not a weakness. It's a power. It's a power to know that you don't have a lot of time in this world. Your time is limited, so you have to use it wisely. And this wisdom comes from using other people's experiences.
The Lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we'll look at the story, which indicates a moral aspects of our life.
And sometimes you have to understand that these experiences are not materialistic only, and they don't have materialistic benefits, but also they have spiritual benefits too. As I told you, this life is considered as a big test for us. You know, you have to pass this test. And you cannot cheat on that, because everybody's question is different. There was a beautiful story once that, I don't know, every student wanted to cheat on the exam, and they wrote the other people's answer. But they didn't pay attention to the point that the questions are different. This is exactly as we live in this world. Everybody has its own story. And for finding the best way of the ending of your story or the opening of the new chapter of your life, you have to know that you shouldn't experience anything by yourself. And actually, I need someone to tell myself this, because I'm that sort of person who just think like, okay, I have to go through this experience because I need it. If you did it, it was for yourself. I cannot use yours. And this is completely wrong. I have to admit that I may be rebellious in these sort of things myself. But I, I think I had some dark experience because of this behavior too. So that was a really simple story, maybe somehow a bit of cliche, but this cliche is life. Let me tell you something really interesting about cliché. Unfortunately, we think clichés are something that, I don't know, we have to ignore, or we have to, I don't know, be like, oh, it's cliché, it's not that much important. We don't need to listen to that. But clichés are some correct facts, which we ignore because we know they are correct. And this is the nature of human being. We wanna, I don't know, prove to ourselves, prove to the nature, prove to family, relatives, other people that we are strong. But sometimes the definition of this strength that we use is so wrong that will make us go through a dramatic change or a huge problem in our own life. So don't forget to read books, and don't forget that this experience that is written here in that book by 1,000 years is so much more than what you can go through in your limited time in this life. Don't be rebellious. Sometimes you have to stop, reflect, and think, and choose the best way. Thank you for listening to this episode. It was all the time we had for today. I bid you farewell.
That was all for today. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we continue this topic on the next episode. Till then, may Allah bless all of you. Fi amanillah. Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innu.